Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. We begin with some breaking news. The Associated Press is reporting that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is drafting an order to end family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border. It's unclear whether the president will sign it, and this comes after Nielsen was heckled at dinner last night. Nielsen was sitting at the back of a popular Mexican restaurant in Washington, D.C. when she was confronted by protesters. After about 10 minutes, she left, and the group later posted on Facebook saying, quote, "The irony isn't lost on us that this is a Mexican restaurant." At a White House briefing on Monday, Nielsen defended President Trump's zero-tolerance policy and refused to apologize. Meanwhile, the president told lawmakers yesterday only they can end the zero-tolerance policy. But some Republicans are calling on the president to hit the pause button on the policy while they work on a solution.
I know that the executive branch has the power to end these separations, and they should, at least while Congress is trying to find a permanent solution.
The Associated Press also reporting that separated infants and young children are being held at what the government calls tender age facilities in South Texas. So far, the government has only released images of older boys in holding facilities. Lawmakers say that they don't know where the girls and young children are being held. Meanwhile, the Pope is also speaking out about the family separation policy. Today, Pope Francis directly criticized the Trump administration and said that he was on the side of the U.S. Catholic bishops who called the policy immoral. Some House Republicans are also trying to come up with a solution. There are currently two immigration bills that address family separation in the House. And on the other side of the chamber in Congress, a bipartisan group of senators met this morning to work on a bill that solely focuses on family separation. We've got some developing news out of the East Bay. San Leandro police are looking for two persons of interest in a fatal stabbing that took place overnight. One person is dead, another injured, after they were attacked on Washington Avenue around 11 last night. Police say it started as a fight in a parking lot between four people. Witnesses saw the stabbing and then ran into a nearby Safeway, alerting a security guard. And now a homicide investigation is underway. A van is still stuck inside of a building in San Francisco. It crashed near Clement Street and Arguello Boulevard early this morning in the Richmond District. Neighbors in the area say that they could feel the building shake.
I think it was like 2:30, 2:40. And my husband and I are deep asleep, and all of a sudden we heard a huge bang.
The driver is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No one else was hurt, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. The TSA wants to take a closer look at any kind of powder that you bring onto your next flight. The agency kicked off a new campaign today to remind travelers about the current regulations. The focus is on containers holding more than 350 milliliters of powder. It's about the size of a soda can. The rule was passed last summer, and so far it's been enforced on domestic flights. But starting on June 30th, the TSA will request foreign airports with direct flights to the U.S. to do the same. Disney wants to buy 21st Century Fox, and it just raised its bid. Today, Disney upped its offer to $71.3 billion. The purchase would include Fox's movie studio, along with the regional sports networks and cable channels. This new offer tops the $65 billion bid that Comcast made last week. Fox says it will consider offers from other companies, including any new offers from Comcast. And let's get a quick check of the Dow Jones Index minus GE, which was booted out of the Dow Jones Index today. The Dow is down about 9 points. Neda Iranpour is now here with a look at the forecast. It's going to be hot, Neda.
It sure is, especially if you're inland. Today will be very, very similar to yesterday. Even at the beaches, it looks very similar with coastal cloud coverage. Here's a surf line view. A lot of people still in the water. Clouds won't bother them from getting in there. These surfers enjoying this last official day of spring. I actually saw a ton of birds right here in the sand. So it must be something tasty in there because they were all there all at once. Here's a look at SFO. We do have a few delays. Yes, about 50 minutes or so because of this. This low cloud ceiling always makes it difficult for those planes to get into town. San Francisco right now at 53, 59 in Livermore. Concord already in the 60s. That's where that sun is out. Inland areas, you are now finally getting a break. So the early morning cloud coverage is disappearing for places like Concord, Livermore, and San Jose. Santa Rosa, still kind of stubborn there for you. And then across parts of Marin as well. So you may see continued cloud coverage right along the beaches today. That's where we could continue to see that marine layer just hanging around throughout the day. Oakland Airport visibility is down to 7, but everyone else is looking pretty clear as the clouds are a little bit higher than yesterday. And look how clear it is in San Jose. That's some nice looking sunshine. We are noticing a west wind that's a little stronger than yesterday. So right now, 6 miles per hour only for the South Bay. Not too bad at all. SFO 11, downtown San Francisco 12. It's been breezy all through the Delta. So Fairfield, 26 mile per hour sustained winds. Gusts right around here, though, 30, 35. The hills east of Berkeley, also about 20, 25 mile per hour sustained winds. Now look what's happening with our temperatures. Pretty comfortable. We're looking at upper 70s, some low 80s for parts of the South Bay, 86 for you in Morgan Hill. And then the East Bay temperatures, upper 80s for a lot of you, low 90s in Antioch and Brentwood. Overall today, maybe a degree or two cooler than yesterday, but still we're getting that west wind that's helping contribute to pretty cool conditions by the water yet again. So that's what you'll notice today, just a little bit cooler possibly. And this is why this low right here, it's not allowing this ridge to really rise up into Northern California. It's bringing that heat for Southern California, that's for sure. This second ridge, though, will come together with this one, and that's when our temperatures will be on the rise. So yes, hello to summer. It's starting tomorrow morning, 3:07 a.m., and it will really start to feel that way Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Jacqueline.
All right. Well, right now we are wrapping down the morning commute with a new crash. This is blocking one lane. This is in the North Bay along southbound 101 right near Marinwood, and you can see that it's causing a bit of a backup. No red, but in the yellow, you can see speeds dip right around 30 miles per hour. We'll take it to 101 a little south of here along or right at 580 as folks are transitioning over towards the Richmond San Rafael Bridge, and your ride looking fantastic if you're heading south towards the Golden Gate Bridge. We haven't seen any major slowdowns along that stretch. Here is a live look. We're back in the green heading across the Richmond San Rafael Bridge, looking much better than what we were tracking even 20 minutes ago. And here is a live look. East Shore Freeway starting to thin out. We are back in the yellow, 21 minutes as you head on over towards the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, where we still are a full house over there in the red. 21 minute ride. We are getting reports of a car that just broke down on the Bay Bridge, and it looks like it's just getting over to a center divide, so hopefully that won't impact the ride too much, but keep in mind there is a wind advisory in place for drivers heading across the span. That is Check Your Traffic. I'll send it back over to you, Kenny.
All right, Jacqueline, thank you. After the death of its founder, Kate Spade New York is now pledging up to $1 million for suicide prevention groups. Starting today, the brand and its foundation will donate $250,000 to the crisis and text hotline from now until June 29th. They'll also match any public donations made to the hotline, up to $100,000. This comes weeks after Spade died from an apparent suicide in New York City. She was 55 years old. All right, today, MAC Cosmetics has unveiled a new collection honoring the late singer Aaliyah. This comes 3 years after fans took to social media pushing the brand to honor the fallen R&B singer with a makeup line. The star died 17 years ago in a plane crash. MAC worked closely with Aaliyah's family to create the collection. They're currently on sale now online, and it will be available in MAC stores starting tomorrow. And if you haven't seen the movie Romeo Must Die, starring Aaliyah and Jet Li, it's a good one. Check it out. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You could watch our updates on the hour streaming live at CBSSF.com and our KPIX 5 Facebook page.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism.
From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.